All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update. Today is Monday, November the 29th, and boy, we have a lot to talk about because on Friday, the Dow plummeted 1,000 points, oil dropped more than 13%, Bitcoin entered a bear market. Then we got to talk about the fear index, the VIX. We talk about the travel stocks that were hammered on Friday, down 8 to 13%. Will they rebound, and how does the new COVID variant affect Moderna, Pfizer, and all these vaccination manufacturers? Anyhow, lots to talk about. And by the way, I'm Marcus Heitkotter. I'm a professional trader. Every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites and newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important stuff and present it to you right now here so that you know what is going on. And joining me is my coach, Mark Hodge, who has been trading for 24 years, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money with it. Well, Mark, what a week. I mean, I'm going to Germany for a week and leave you in charge of the markets, and here's what happens.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Glad to have you back. And yeah, what a week. And I mentioned it in a coffee with Mark and also during the week that typically Thanksgiving week is a slow week. And typically it's slightly positive, right? And so usually you don't see a lot of volatility, you don't see a lot of movement on Friday, but there was that wild card really for the last month or so, and that is COVID and possible variants. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what moved things on Friday.
And it's so interesting. It came out of the left field and really surprised traders because everybody was concerned about inflation, consumer spending. And so everybody was focused on, will consumers keep spending on Black Friday as they used to? And we'll talk about this, but let's first talk about what happened here in this new COVID variant that popped up. So the Dow finished lower 900 points, 2.5%. At some point, it was down more than 1,000 points and then rallied a little bit into the close. We also have the S&P down 2.2%, the Nasdaq 2.2%. I mean, on Friday, it was just a bloodbath. And the key question is right now, will this continue? So let's talk about of what has caused this drops here.
And you know, all of this has to do with WHO officials on Thursday warning of a new COVID variant that's been detected in South Africa. So this new variant contains more mutations to spike the protein, which is a component of the virus that binds the cells. And basically, the concern here is that it's potentially more contagious and can get around the vaccines, right? Because if it's more contagious, it spreads faster and it's not as, or the vaccines are not as effective, then countries might impose travel bans, restrictions, lockdowns, and everything to try and combat the disease. And this is exactly what happened on Friday. You had some countries limiting travel, and it just was a wake-up call on how fast we can shift gears and go from trying to opening and trying to have a normal economy and travel to just being shut down. That's why travel stocks were just hammered.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because if we look at the COVID cases, I mean, everybody was concerned about a fourth wave, but then it seemed that it has stalled. But now with the new virus here that apparently seems to be more aggressive than everything else. Yeah, I mean, all of the fears are coming back of economy shutting down, travel shutting down. And this is what we saw here in the markets. And not only were stocks hammered, I mean, we also saw crude oil plummeting 13%. We also saw Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin was supposed to be the safe haven like gold, but I mean, Bitcoin plummeted on Friday, didn't it? Yeah, right here. So Bitcoin now officially in bear market, and a bear market is defined if we are going from a previously established high and we are dropping at least 20%. And this is what happened on Friday. Now, as we can see, Bitcoin is bouncing a little bit back, but I mean, it was dragging, these news was dragging everything down.
It really was. It really was. And you know, I think it's important to say here, like I do believe that this is a big deal or potentially a big deal, right? I think that we have to take information like this, or countries do. They have to take it in a way that you don't just brush it off, right?
Right.
However, the South African doctor who raised the alarm, he has said that symptoms are unusually mild, right? So people are not showing some of the usual symptoms like loss of taste or smell. And South African scientists have also said that so far, there were no signs that Omicron led to more serious illness, right? So the big concern market-wise is uncertainty, yeah. Right? Which is always going to be a concern. You have uncertainty, traders don't like that. And that leads to something like the VIX going crazy, Marcus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bringing up the VIX here. On Friday, I mean, this was just jumping to levels that we haven't seen in 2 months, basically.
Yeah. So huge, huge jump. The VIX, for those who aren't familiar with it, it's the fear index, the volatility index. And what this does, it essentially tracks premium in S&P 500 options over the next 30 days, right? So when there's more fear in the market, option premiums will increase because traders expect more volatility or more potential price movement in underlying securities, right? So when things are just plugging along, there really isn't a whole lot of movement, option premiums shrink. When you have that fear and uncertainty, option premium increases. And there was a big spike on Friday.
Oops. Okay. Yeah. So big deal. Okay. Before we see what's happening today, if the markets are rebounding or if it gets worse, let's take a look at a few individual stocks that really got hit hard on Friday. And this is mainly travel-related stocks. I mean, no surprise, the cruise lines here. Carnival Cruise Lines down 10.96, almost 11%. Royal Caribbean down 13%. We also had United Airlines. I mean, just right now when we thought the travel industry would rebound, down 10% almost here. American Airlines also down 9%. I mean, this is just crazy. Marriott International, if you look at those, fell 6.5%. I mean, all of those got really hammered.
They did. And there's a little bit of a rebound this morning, but this is where I think we have the biggest concern, travel, right? Japan and Israel both banned entry of all foreigners because of the Omicron variant. In Morocco, they said it would suspend all incoming flights for 2 weeks starting Monday. Australia reversed its border reopening plans. The Philippines ditched an idea to let in vaccinated tourists. And in the U.S., travel will be restricted for non-U.S. citizens from South Africa and seven other countries starting today, with no indication of how long it will take place. So that could be ongoing a little bit, even right. Though there is a little bit of a bounce this morning.
Right. And in these 14 days, this seems to be the magic number right now, because also Dr. Fauci said, well, we got to monitor it over the next 2 weeks of what's happening here. And so this morning, if you look at the markets pre-market, I mean, we see a huge, huge bounce back. I mean, the E-mini S&P here up 1%. The E-mini NASDAQ also more than 1%. Also the Dow. I mean, all three major indices are pointing to a much higher opening. I mean, not yet erasing Friday's losses, but at least a rebound. And it's basically, well, until we know more, right? Because right now, as said, I mean, there's mixed signals. Yes, it is a new variant. Yes, it is more contagious, but it seems that the symptoms are more mild. So let's see what's happening. And then also we have a little bit good news from the from our vaccine manufacturers. I mean, this is where Moderna actually said an Omicron variant vaccine could be ready in early 2020. I mean, considering that we're pretty much almost in December, so we're talking about a timeline of 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, that's pretty fast. So let's take a look at Moderna. MD, what is it? I can never.
mRNA.
I mean, on Friday, they were up 20% when the news broke. And this morning, they're following through with another 12% to the upside here in pre-market trading. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Some big moves there. And Pfizer and BioNTech, similar situation. They said that they will be able to adapt their vaccines within 6 weeks and ship initial batches within 100 days.
Right. Pfizer and BioNTech, let's take a look at these. I mean, Pfizer was up, BioNTech on Friday up 14%, pre-market trading another 6% tacking on. So it seems that this morning traders are breathing out and saying, all right, let's really wait and see. And while we are waiting and seeing, we're going like kind of back to normal after this massive drop of 2%. Right now, we are pointing to a 1% higher opening here than we closed on Friday.
Yeah, you know, I felt that the sell-off was a little bit exaggerated, but I personally think that this could stay around with the travel stocks for a little bit until there's more information out there.
Yeah. Let's talk about this week and what's happening this week, because there's a lot going on. I mean, besides this this COVID variant and the uncertainty around this, we also have a very full economic calendar here. I mean, today we have Fed Chair Powell speaking. Then this week we have the testimonies in front of, Congress with Fed Chair Powell and Treasury Secretary Yellen. So this will be interesting, right?
Yeah, fun days in Washington. So testimony at 10 a.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday. And ISM manufacturing PMI data also coming out on Wednesday. But the biggie of the week, jobs.
Really? Is it? Is it though? Because I think that with jobs, the focus has shifted from the Fed to inflation. It seems that they have moved on and it's more about inflation and consumer spending right now than jobs. But I mean, you're right. It's the monthly unemployment report. The monthly unemployment report always has some more weight. But over the past few weeks, we also had good news from the weekly unemployment claims that are being released.
Well, that's exactly it, Marcus. I mean, historically speaking, the jobs report is one of the most important reports coming out in the month, right? So it's a monthly report. But this is where I think any surprises could have an impact on the markets. Is there going to be a surprise? I would expect that there isn't a significant surprise. So to your point, maybe there is a muted reaction. But it's always a wild card. You never know.
It is. Now, also, we have Black Friday that happened a couple of days ago. And first numbers are in, because that's also super important to know. Are consumers still spending money? Because that shows us how well the economy is doing, right? I mean, people who are unemployed usually are not spending a lot of money. So how are we doing there? So what's happening there?
You know, it's interesting, Marcus, because if you want to compare it to last year, awesome. If you want to compare it to 2019, there was a bit of a mixed bag. It was 40 on Black Friday, 40 sales, 47.5% higher than last year, which again, during, you know, the middle of COVID, that I would imagine was expected. But store traffic was down 28%, 28.3% to be exact, from 2019 levels. So it sounds like there was some shopping before Black Friday.
Yeah, and we know that major retailers, they also offered Black Friday deals. When was it? Already as early as 2 to 3 weeks before Black Friday, the beginning of November, because everybody is concerned about the supply chain management issues. So a lot of this shopping no longer concentrate on one day. In fact, I heard that Target was actually closed on Thanksgiving, and usually they were open on Thanksgiving. Over the past few years, there was this race to how early can we open stores? And you know that usually it used to be on Black Friday at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and then some stores started doing this on Thanksgiving Day, and they are now moving away from this again. So this is where we have a lot of factors here influencing it.
Yeah, I'll be honest. In years past, I've kind of had fun seeing what's popping up sale-wise for Black Friday. I didn't buy a single thing on Friday. I went shopping with my wife over the weekend, but didn't pick up anything for Black Friday.
Oh, I did. It's mainly actually camera equipment. I bought a new lens. I bought a new camera. So I'll install it here over the next few days, and we'll see if it makes a difference. Okay, now one thing that we also need to be worried about, or just pay attention to, is the 50-day moving average this week. And I mean, for the Dow broke below the 50-day moving average, and this is a shorter-term moving average that many people are paying attention to. Now, if you look at the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, so they are still trading above the 50-day moving average. But if we have another decline this week, it could be pushed lower. And this is usually a sign that now we can actually go into correction territory, or maybe even bear market. Correction territory would be a drop of 10%, bear market a drop of 20%. So I think this will be something to watch this week. One thing's for sure, I mean, there won't be a dull moment this week. I mean, with all of the economic reports that we have going on, with all of this uncertainty around this this new coronavirus, I mean, it'll be an interesting week, and I'm really looking forward to trading it.
Agreed.
All right. So if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, we'll link to a few videos in the description below. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're getting ready for trading, and we will see you tomorrow morning in the Stock Market Update. Take a look at the other videos, and have a great day.
Happy trading, everybody.